It's 8 a.m. Eastern, July the 4th, and this is your daily crypto report. Bitcoin is up 2% at $19,826. Ethereum is up 3% at $1,105. And Binance Coin is up 2% at $224. Those leaders by market cap, top gainers in the last 24 hours, Thorchain up 15%. What works so well that it's basically magic? Bitcoin mining, USDT in the top three. What about selling with Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From launching your online shop to, did we just hit a million orders? Shopify is there to help you grow. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person point-of-sale system. Wherever and whatever you're selling, turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, up to 36% better compared to other leading commerce platforms. Sell more with less effort thanks to their new AI solution, Shopify Magic. My favorite thing about Shopify is no matter how much you want to grow, they have the solutions you need to take control and level up your business. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the US and millions of other entrepreneurs across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning help is there to support you every step of the way. Businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/DCR, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/DCR to grow your business, no matter what stage you're at. Shopify.com/DCR.
We at DCR want to let you know about a new podcast that just launched from our friends at A16Z called Web3 with A16Z. This new show will provide detailed data, research, and more with interviews from experts at the forefront of Web3. The show is hosted by Sonal Choksi, longtime host of the A16Z podcast. She's working with Chris Dixon, who launched the A16Z podcast and is now working across all things crypto and Web3. The show is about building the next generation of the internet for users, creators, and entrepreneurs, moving beyond reading and writing to owning. Listen to Web3 with A16Z on Apple, Spotify, or wherever else you podcast. Well, Krima Finance has suspended its liquidity protocol on Solana while it's investigating a hack. Krima said on Twitter, "Our protocol seems to have just experienced hacking. We temporarily suspended the program and are investigating it. Updates will be shared here as soon as possible." The firm is working with OtterSec and has lost up to $9 million in funds due to a Solend flash loan attack. The Central African Republic has launched a national cryptocurrency called Sango Coin. It will exist alongside Bitcoin as a recognized currency within the Central African Republic. The Sango Coin token will be used to modernize the country's infrastructure and a planned metaverse project. The country plans to use Sango Coin to create a crypto-based economy driven by private investment. The administration also wants to adopt blockchain technology to revamp the country's digital architecture. Well, hackers have allegedly stolen the personal records belonging to more than 1 billion Chinese citizens, with an anonymous hacker who goes by China Dan claiming to want to sell the information for 10 Bitcoin, or just over $200,000. The breach allegedly targeted a database of Shanghai National Police. The situation is ongoing. Well, Vald has halted client withdrawals and hired advisors for a potential restructuring of the firm. The Singapore-based crypto trading and lending platform said our management remains fully committed to work with our financial and legal advisors to the best of our abilities to explore and analyze all possible options, including potential restructuring options. And finally, WonderFi has closed on their acquisition of the trading company Coinberry. The $30 million acquisition followed its uplifting to the TSX last week. The Canadian firm said it's open to purchasing other crypto companies as the market and wider space continue to shake out. WonderFi has begun looking at potential deals for non-regulated exchanges both in Canada and the world. Well, that's all for us today. Visit us at dailycryptoreport.io for sources and links, and listen to us everywhere else you podcast under Daily Crypto Report.